dog.
84.
Hey, your mother, my dad, the podcast. Welcome to all of our new listeners and all of our old listeners. We're back yet again on this lovely Thursday night, doing what we do best, talking about movies.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Yep, movies.
Nobody gets that reference. Nobody watched the movie. Okay, wait. Well, oh, Tough Guys Don't Dance.
That's the one. No one's seen it. Except us.
It's available on YouTube. You know a movie's good when they say the name of the movie in the first scene.
Right. A good 2 minutes into the film, they say it. That's how I knew.
That was the climax of the film. Yeah, Tough Guys Don't Dance. I don't know where to begin today.
Okay. Awesome.
Anything going on with you?
What's going on with me right now? I can't say a whole lot. Been working, been sleeping, been getting some massages lately. I've got pretty good coverage at work for some massages. Those have been pretty good. Other than that, it's been sort of the same old sort of situation, if you will. What's been going on with you, my friend?
When you say massages, do you mean like you're going to an RMT and getting a massage?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Megan went yesterday to get a RMT massage. I've been once, you know, it was fine. I probably should go more often considering my place of work, but.
Yeah. I've had a lot of neglected back pain just from paddling for so long, I think. Especially in my traps and like upper back and stuff, and neglected for far too long. So now I think getting taken care of is good for you.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's been going on with you, friendo?
Yeah, not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. They're making a Batman 2. Batman 1. A movie that we covered in the podcast, Batman 2 coming out. The Joker is probably going to be in that one. So that should be.
Barry Keoghan or whatever still supposed to be doing it.
Yeah, Saltburn.
Of Saltburn fame. Great. That should be good. Maybe he'll dance around naked.
Maybe. It's award season. So we'll be able to talk about that coming up. So that's exciting.
Yes.
It didn't rain today, so that was exciting.
It was a lovely day. I went for a paddle with my brother today. Every once in a while, he'll message me wanting to go for a little paddle in the old tandem outrigger canoe. So we did. It was quite nice.
Wow. That's nice that you have a brother.
Yeah, you have a brother as well. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Bought a new cat tree.
Okay. Is it quite grandiose? Is it large? Is it in charge? Or is it a rather quaint little thing?
It's taller than the last one. It's $64 at Costco.
Hey, that's not bad for a decent cat tree, is it?
No, it's pretty good, pretty good. But now I have a second cat tree. What am I supposed to do with a second cat tree?
The cats just they like to get high. You know, they up tall. They like to see the world. You're giving that to them.
My place isn't big enough for two cat trees.
This town ain't big enough for the two of us. That's a line from something.
Yeah, 1987. That was the year that this movie came out.
Right.
Based on a book, apparently. It was also the year that Ronald Reagan has Berlin Wall speech. Tear that wall down. So a pretty cool year.
Two great things came out that year. And of course I refer to the tearing down of the Berlin Wall as a thing that came out, I guess. And Tough Guys Don't Dance. Two winners, two bangers, if you will.
Written and directed by Norman Mailer.
Now, have you heard of Norman Mailer before this?
Yeah, the name sounds familiar. I don't know what he's done.
He's like a famous writer. And he was quite... Books. Yeah, he was quite... I mean, he won a Pulitzer Prize, I'm pretty sure. But I think in the 70s especially, he was quite a hot topic. He had some... a little bit of controversial writings, perhaps. And I think he was a self-proclaimed... Well, actually, based off some of the interviews I've seen him do, he's a self-proclaimed genius. That's what he says. And very arrogant. Perhaps came through a little through this one. This film.
Norman Mailer. More like Norman mailing it in. for Tough Guys Don't Dance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can debate that, perhaps.
Well, this is the part of the podcast where we talk for 20 minutes.
We're talking about the movie. Oh, right. Okay.
No, not the movie, but like we just talk.
The pre-ramble.
Yeah, this is a bad day. A bad evening for that because I'm not feeling super creative. Nothing really happened. I did buy the new Hogwarts game that came out last year.
Oh, yes.
Hogwarts Legacy. Enjoying it so far?
Yes, Mackenzie purchased that game, but her computer wasn't good enough to play it. So now she just kind of owns it and hasn't played it.
I just play it on the Xbox, but yeah, that sucks.
Right.
It'd be interesting on the computer. On the PC, as I say, but no, it's fun.
I've heard good things.
Kind of stayed away from it. Because the whole J.K. Rowling thing, but now that's passed, I guess. So,
yeah,
I can play without feeling guilty. So,
well, that's good. That's good. Whatever makes you happy, that's what you want to strive for in life, I think, most of all.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay, let's just talk about the movie then.
Okay.
Tough Guy Don't Dance, starring a young Penn Jillette. I did not see a teller, though, which is kind of sad.
You didn't see... Oh, I see. Yes.
Yeah, so Penn
was in it, but not Jillette.
Penn and Teller. Penn Jillette, the guy's name.
Yes.
The act.
Well, he wouldn't have any speaking role because he never talks. Yep.
Yeah, it's gonna be a hard one, I think. Okay, so Tough Guy Don't Dance. Yeah, Isabella Rossellini was in it, certainly. I don't know how she got second billing, but she was in it.
She was in it.
Wings Hauser, the guy who played the cop, probably my favorite character.
Right.
Just a real goofball.
Very goofball. Very, very strange. Perhaps not the best actor in the world, but that's all right. Well, he was weird enough that it worked. Perhaps.
Yeah, worked in quotation marks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What did you like about the film?
What did I like about the film? I liked that there was a lot of strange people and a lot of... People said a lot of things that normal people just don't say. Like, get your ass off my pillow and one potato a man eats. And oh God, oh man, oh God, oh man. Just to name a few. And also like, Mr. Regency and I make out 5 times a night. That's why I call him Mr. Five. You know, that's just a normal thing that somebody would say.
Or I found their ad in Screw Magazine.
In Screw Magazine, yes. Or what else is there? There's lots. You Two Unspeakable Sleazels. That's a good one as well. People just are saying weird shit. I think it's Norman Mailer trying to flex his self-proclaimed genius. Like, check out all this cool writings I'm doing. Ow! Sorry. My cat just ran across my legs and dug her nails into them. That hurt.
It's always a danger. That's the kind of stuff that you can expect from our podcast.
Yeah, danger.
Random cat noises.
Very, very dangerous. Yeah, I just liked that almost all of the humans in this film don't act like real humans, and it's just kind of like ludicrous. That's what I liked.
Yeah, I liked his dad being like, "I'm bald because of the chemo."
Right.
Let me help you dispose of all these bodies.
Yeah, he's the guy. He's the guy in Reservoir Dogs. You seen Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah.
He's like, "You're Mr. Pink and you're Mr. Blue." He's that guy, like assigning all the names.
Cool.
So that's a fun little crossover. Almost as fun as Penn being in it, not Teller. So yeah. I like a movie that has one-liners. Well, maybe not one-liners, but that's quotable. I think this movie is pretty quotable. I think the acting is a problem, for sure. And I also think that the story was a bit needlessly confusing. Like, it wasn't, like, super confusing, but it was confusing enough that I kept having to, like, always when I watch movies, I have the list. And when I do the podcast, I have a list of all the actors and the names of their characters. And I kept getting, like, Patty LaRaine and Lonnie Pangborn. I keep getting the names all confused. So I had to keep, like, double-checking who was who, you know?
Yep, very confusing film.
Yes.
Back and forth. What is time?
What is time? Yes, there was a lot of flashbacks, and then we're like, we're in the flashback zone. Let's flashback again. So, okay, we're double flashed back. It's interesting. I liked the scene where Regency, the cop, I suppose he's had a stroke, although that's never really said. This is near the end. And then he just screams out, no womb. That was a good one. It's a very strange film. Very strange. But that's just all it is. It's just a bunch of weird one-off sentences that don't necessarily pertain to the plot, you know? A weird one. There's swingers. There's murder. Lots of beheadings. I don't know.
Lots of drugs.
You were saying that you don't really remember the plot. How long ago did you watch the movie?
I watched the movie yesterday, and not a whole lot stuck out to me in a memorable way. It was kind of pretty. I mean, there was like a nice backdrop to some scenes, but I don't know. This wasn't an enjoyable film, I think, for me personally.
In my ears, we're also having a little bit of an issue
with our recording device at the moment.
I didn't catch a word of that.
I said we're having an issue with our recording device at the moment.
Hey, I heard every single word of that. We're back, baby. No problem. You got to have technical difficulties every once in a while. I feel like just to keep the listeners on the edge of their seat.
Yeah, I don't know what recorded of that, but it doesn't really matter. Movie, bad.
Yeah, I enjoy its weirdness, but just technically speaking and pretty much on any other account rather than the strangeness, it is a bad movie, yes.
You don't get a lot of movies that are free on YouTube that are good, you know?
That's true. I would say, yeah, if the movie's free on YouTube, that's not typically a great sign. Yeah, perhaps this is no exception. Apparently, Ryan O'Neal, who plays Tim Madden, he was really against that whole "oh man, oh god" scene, but Norman Mailer insisted that it be in. For whatever reason, he thought it was an important part of the story.
I just think he didn't care at this point. He's like, yeah, whatever.
That's perhaps true. Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. What else could we talk about for this film? It I'm having a hard time.
That's fine. Sometimes the words just aren't there. There was a lot of words in this one. Norman Mailer was flexing the old word noggin, if you will. Which is also another sentence I don't think has ever been uttered. But there's got to be like a good 12 phrases in this movie that no one has ever said before. So that's got to count for something.
Sure. I also like the names. Other characters. Well, some of the names. Some of them are boring, like Tim Madden. But like Big Stoop and Captain Regency. Like, what?
Yep. And Wardley Meeks the Third.
Yeah. Like, what world are we living in here?
I don't know. Madeline Falco. It's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty dope name. The tagline for this film was, "A story of how dangerous love can be." Ain't that right?
It was dangerous.
A story of how dangerous love can be.
Yeah. There you go. You said it again. Two times the charm. Third time, maybe?
Yeah, movie's bad. Or it's not. I don't know.
It's one of those movies that I think it's like a piece of crap. But then it's like, you can see how he was trying to go for like high art at the same time. You can see what he was trying to do, in my mind anyway.
Okay, that's fair.
So I don't think that it's fully like a steaming pile of crap. I think there is some redeeming qualities to it. But as I think it kind of almost hits that so bad it's good sort of place, you know.
I will disagree.
Yeah. I think you just think it's just so bad it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the only part of this where it could have been like, it's so bad it's good, is the Captain Regency character. Mm-hmm. Like, he was kind of trying to push it that way, a little campy, but everybody else, no. It was all like it was a pretty serious acting job.
I guess, but I just felt like some of the outlandish, like, strangeness was intentional. Like, especially with, like, the scene where he's sort of infiltrated by those two thugs, and all of a sudden he just, like, has a dog now, which up until, like, this is, like, halfway in the film, he hasn't had a dog, and then his dog immediately just gets killed. Like, why did that happen?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. There's a knife in my dog.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, I'll pay you back for killing my dog. And just kind of puts a few dents in the car. It's like, here you go. That's a dog's worth of damage.
Yeah. Okay. I think it was on purpose. I don't think it was on purpose.
Okay. I think it was.
We'll agree to disagree.
So there you go. I think that makes for a good review if one of us likes it. I don't even really like it all that much. And one of us don't. So there you go. Suck it.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's see here. Man.
Sometimes... I'm sorry I picked this one, okay? I'm sorry.
Well, you don't know till you try, right?
I guess so. Do you just want to get to scores? We don't have to keep talking. We don't have to keep, you know. Let's move on.
I don't remember how it ended. Is that a good thing?
Basically, everyone gets killed.
Right, all the shooting.
And Madeline and Tim end up together. And then he closes the door and Jessica's laughter just comes emanating out of the house for some reason. Yeah.
Yeah, because he got shot and then all of a sudden he couldn't talk out of his face.
Mm-hmm. And how many films do you know that have a seance? Every good movie has a seance. Such as The Craft and Tough Guys Don't Dance. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to get on to scores, my friend? Hello? I can no longer hear you. It's just me. Does he know it's just me? The universe doesn't want this episode to exist, I suppose.
This is so there? Frustrating. Yeah.
Oh, hi. You're there. That's okay. Pitter patter. Let's get out, or let's get the scores out of the way before anything else happens. What did you think about acting?
I thought acting was bad. Couldn't name a good performance, but as you said, that they did it on purpose. So I'll be nice. I mean, I've never seen Ryan O'Neal in anything else. So mm-hmm. I don't know if he's a good actor. I mean, he must be like not bad if he's, you know, supposed to be a star in a Norman Mailer film. So I'm going to give acting a 4.
Okay. That's more than I thought you were going to give it.
Generous mood, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, the acting is bad. There's no doubt about that. It is quite bad. I do like, however, how weird everyone is now. If they're doing, you know, maybe making me question it. Were they trying to be weird, or were they just kind of just, it was, the acting was poor, and so it became weird. I don't know exactly. But yeah, it was bad. I'm gonna give it a 3 out of 10.
Oh, wow, that's a surprise. Okay, how did you like the ending?
The ending was like, it didn't fit the tone of the rest of the film. Like, I thought it would have been a bit of a stranger end, but it just kind of like ended how I thought it might end. Although, like, the laughing, like, I guess the very last like 30 seconds was weird. They're just like in a new home and they close the door and there's an evil laugh for some reason and then it's over. So yeah, ending also not fantastic. I'd give that maybe a 4 out of 10.
Yeah, well, I can't even remember how it ended. It's kind of the Jesse way to go.
Right.
To tell me how it ended. But yeah, he got shot and had like a little bit of a stroke and they lived happily ever after. I'll give it a 3 out of 10 because I couldn't remember it and it didn't seem all that great. But in a movie like this, you really don't know how these things are going to end. So it could have been worse. 3 out of 10. I'm going to give Tough Guys Don't Dance a 3.5 out of 10 overall. It's hard to articulate tonight how bad I didn't want to watch this movie, how bad the hour and 49 minutes went for me. It's not your fault. I mean, you picked a movie, you seem to enjoy it, so that's great. Not my cup of tea. It just was like a bad 80s movie that wasn't so bad it was good. Just random heads, marijuana, danger. 3.5, acting bad. Yeah, it just 3.5. I think that's a generous score, but 3.5 out of 10.
Based off your whole demeanor, I thought you were going to give this a rock bottom score, maybe perhaps your lowest score ever, but no, you haven't gone quite that low. I enjoyed the weirdness. I wasn't bored, personally. I watched the whole thing, interested to know what was going to happen next. There was a lot of non sequiturs and weird phrases that I thought were funny. And there was a couple times I laughed just wondering, like, that it was just so ridiculous. Couldn't help but laugh. And there was enough of that kept me interested. So I'm going to give this one a 5 out of 10. I think Norman Mailer made a bold choice. Some of it perhaps intentional, some of it perhaps not. But that's what makes it sort of an interesting watch. It could have been a heck of a lot more boring. I did not think it was boring.
Okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Tough Guys Don't Dance, 1987. My goodness. Okay, so next week. The Prestige. It's a fun word to say. It's on Disney Plus, which I don't have.
Oh, great. I have that.
2006 psychological thriller film. Christopher Nolan. Who doesn't love a good Christopher Nolan film? Scarlett Johansson, Andy Serkis, David Bowie.
This is one of the ones.
Those are your main characters.
One of the Christopher Nolan films that I have not seen. So that works out nice.
Well, you're welcome. You are so welcome. Okay, cool. We're just right down to business today.
Yes.
This one might not even see the light of day. Honestly, there's like three files now. Who knows what's even recorded, what hasn't recorded.
That's okay. We could probably get something out of it.
Yeah, just get something out of it. We'll just have to really get this box office game going. Just okay. Really need like a perfect score here.
Let's do it.
It's May 30th, 2003.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Is that Spider-Man?
Yeah, probably.
The first one is a Sony Pictures film that's made $81 million over 4 weeks.
I think that might be Spider-Man 2.
But it stars Eddie Murphy.
Okay, it's not Spider-Man 2. A Sony Pictures film.
2003.
With Eddie Murphy?
With Eddie Murphy, yeah.
And who? Who's the second one?
Jeff Garland.
I don't know who that is.
It's a comedy family film. This is Daddy Daycare.
Oh, yeah, that sounds very right.
Okay, moving on. Second one is a Warner Brothers film that's made $232 million over 3 weeks.
Okay, a huge film that we're going to know.
It's an adventure action thriller science fiction film starring Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves. 2003 Matrix film.
I think it's The Matrix Reloaded.
Is Reloaded the second or the third?
Reloaded is the second one.
Okay. Well, you are correct. Good job. Next one, $19 million in its first week. Paramount Pictures film.
Mm-hmm.
It's an action crime starring Mark Wahlberg.
Action crime. 2003. Mark Wahlberg.
Second actor is Charlize Theron, so you know what that means. It's the Italian Job.
I did not know she was in that. On. Okay.
Universal film, $137 million in its only 2 weeks.
Okay.
Universal fantasy comedy film starring Jim Carrey. Fantasy comedy starring Jim Carrey. May 30th, 2003. Fantasy comedy. Jim Carrey. Morgan Freeman is the second actor, so that's going to be...
That's Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty, yeah. Not Evan.
Nope.
Bruce. And then the last one, a Walt Disney film that made $70 million in its first week. It's an animated family film starring Albert Brooks. Oh, no.
You got to go for the tagline on the animated ones.
Oh, there are 3.7 trillion fish in the ocean. They're looking for one. Finding Nemo it is. And yeah, we walk this one with the 830 out of 1,000. 59th percentile. Pretty easy week.
Yeah.
The box office game. I think I've seen Bruce Almighty. And I've seen The Matrix Reloaded.
Yeah.
I have not seen Finding Nemo. I have not seen The Italian Job. And I have not seen Daddy Daycare.
Italian Job is the only one of those I haven't seen. You haven't seen Finding Nemo?
No, I don't believe so.
What is wrong with you?
I would have been 12 then. I would have been a little too old.
Okay.
A little too old for that.
You can watch it now and still enjoy it.
A little too old. So.
No, I would say watch it.
A little busy right now on the podcast, so.
I don't think you are. You have time to watch Tough Guys Don't Dance. You have enough time to watch Finding Nemo.
Limit tonight.
There you go.
The Prestige, I think, is it's a longer movie.
Probably, but it's quite critically acclaimed. It's worth watching.
It is. Doesn't say. It doesn't help. Oh, 130 minutes, so a little over 2 hours.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, I'm happy you're happy.
I'm happy that you're happy as well. We're just two happy guys being happy.
Okay. Well, sorry that this was such a bad experience. But I had a good time.
Okay. So did I. I didn't say I had a bad experience.
Okay, just the way your face was looking.
My face.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Tough Guys Don't Dance. 1987. Next week, The Prestige. 2006. Anything else you want to talk about before we, leave and never come back?
No, I think I'm okay this week. I think I'm feeling the burn on this one. It's okay. It can end.
Would you consider yourself a tough guy?
No, but I don't dance. So normal guys don't dance either.
Are you not even going to dance your own wedding?
I would dance there. And also, I do dance. That was a lie. I lied to you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You.
And yeah, farewell.
Adios, y'all.